All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Dad, You're Wrong. Today's topics are going to be on the four teams that we have remaining in the conference finals, Mavs and Warriors and the Heat and the Celtics. I just want to ask y'all a personal question before we get started. Who do y'all have now that, you know, they've played each of the series have gone two games? Heat and Celtics, 1-1, Mavs and Warriors, 2-0, in favor of the Warriors. Who do y'all have? Do y'all still have your teams that y'all picked last week coming out? Because I said the Mavs would come out in 7, and then I have the Celtics coming out.
I have the Warriors last week? Remember.
I think you did have the Warriors last week. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. So I'm gonna keep my pick with the Warriors, and this Heat and Celtics one, man. I still think Celtics gonna take it out, but yeah, I still got the Warriors and the Celtics.
Warriors and the Celtics. What about you, Dad?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Warriors. I think Dallas, nice run, but They don't have any answers for Golden State. I mean, they even had a big lead last night when Golden State came back. So this game 3 is a must win for Dallas. And Boston's just looking real good right now, man. Game 1, the first game is kind of the feel-out game. But game 2, you make adjustments. The biggest adjustment in any series is between game 1 and game 2. And we saw how Boston made adjustments. So – this Heat series, it may go 5. It'll probably go 5. Well, it will go 5 because it's 1-1. But 5-6 at the most. Boston.
So many questions. What about you, Mom? Your mic's not on.
Didn't I say the Celtics?
Nah, you said the Heat.
Oh, you did say the Heat. Oh, you don't got the Heat coming out anymore?
Yeah, I'm going to stay with the Heat. Whoever okay. I said last week, that's what I'm going with.
Well, they got to win 2 games in Boston. They got to win at least 1 game in Boston so they can come back and have a game 6. So, yeah. Anyways, let's start with the Heat and the Celtics. Who do you all is the most important player? I don't know if y'all saw on Bleacher Report or ESPN or whatever. Kyle Lowry, he may be looking to come back tonight. And PJ Tucker may be looking to come back as well. But in this series, who do you all is the most important player? It could be from both teams, one team, whatever. Like, I'll start with you, Drew. I'll start with
you. For Boston, I think the most important player for Boston, I think it's Marcus Smart for Boston. Gotta be Marcus Smart for Boston.
I was gonna say that too. I was waiting for you to say something.
And for Miami, I think the most important player for Miami, honestly, Lowry makes the case, but. I think it's between – I mean, I think it's both Lowry and Tucker. Because Tucker gives you – Tucker kind of beefs up your defense a little bit, but Lowry allows Jimmy Butler and Hero to – and Shrews to kind of play off the ball, which that's their game.
Lowry is to Miami as Marcus Smart is to Boston.
I think Lowry's more
the win the series without Lowry, respectfully.
But Lowry, I think with Lowry, he's more, like I said, I think he's more of that floor general. Like, he allows Hero to play off the ball, he allows Shrews to play off the ball, he allows Butler to get in his spots. But with the difference between Marcus Smart, I think it's two-way. Like, Smart, he's really their best defensive player right now. And that's saying a lot because Tatum and Brown are playing really good defensively too. But Marcus Smart, he brings that, you know, that grittiness, that physicality, that hustle, you know, that best. He won Defensive Player of the Year. You know, he brings all of that, and he allows, like Kyle Lowry, he allows Tatum to play off the ball. He allows Brown to get in his spot. And at the same time, Marcus, I don't think we have really noticed, like, Marcus has really developed his offensive game from the past few years. Because for a little bit, you know, a couple years ago, two, three years ago, Marcus Smart wasn't even an offensive option, to be honest with you. Like, he wasn't a threat. Now you get Marcus some looks from three, and, you know, he can kind of, you know, finish in the paint a little bit. But I think Marcus, man, I think when he's on both sides of the ball, and when Tatum's making shots, and when Brown's making shots, I mean, Boston, dude, I mean, what can you do?
That's a squad right there.
Yeah. I think, look, just my opinion, Miami is in trouble. Miami is in trouble. Yeah, I think Lowry, and then Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, I mean, this is where your guy, the guy, Jimmy Butler, he's got to put that team on his back. I don't think he has enough. Boston is playing really good right now. They just beat arguably the best team in the East, Milwaukee. You know, I think this is Boston. I think it will go five, maybe six.
If Boston wins tonight, I think it goes five. But at the same time, the Heat are a streaky team. If the Heat can make shots, if Harrell can make shots and Shrews can make those threes, and Vincent can make some shots, you know. We saw the Heat do it. I mean, game one. Now, granted, the Celtics didn't shoot good that game, but, you know,
they actually had a lead at halftime in game one. So, I mean, if we're being honest.
Well, second half.
Oh, yeah, second half. Yeah. Boston didn't shoot. I'm going to be real. So, the Celtics, the most important player on that team is Marcus Smart. If you don't have Marcus Smart, well, I'll take that back. The most important players on that team, it's not even Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Obviously, you would love to have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown making their shots. As a matter of fact, they make up for about 95% of another team's offense, so I'm not going to complain about that. However, if you don't have Al Horford and Marcus Smart, you're not going to win. But the most important player is probably Marcus Smart, because Marcus Smart sets the tone. He sets the tone. He sets the pace for everybody on that floor, especially getting back on transition. He sets the tone. The most important player on Miami, Max Strus is the most important player on Miami. Yes, he is. Dad, where are you? I want you to hear this.
I'm listening. You wrong. I don't know where Max Strus.
Yes, Max Strus. Max Strus.
More important.
Because he's a good player.
Yeah. I don't think people actually understand this. Yeah. I don't think people actually understand about Hero. Like, let's be honest. Hero has been great. He won the Sixth Man of the Year for the regular season, not for the playoffs. Hero really hasn't been consistent. Really, right after around that fourth or fifth game in that Philadelphia series up until this point, that fourth game in Philadelphia, Hero really hasn't been consistent.
Max Strus, yes. Miami is so streaky.
I'm not disagreeing with it. I genuinely believe that. That's why I'm not counting out the Heat. I still do have the Celtics winning the series. However, Max Strus, in my humble opinion, is the most important. Not only can he create his own shot, not only can he move without the ball, he can Strus. Play defense. Max Strus can create his own shot. Yes, he can create his own shot. No. Yes. No. Yes, he can.
He's a catch and shoot shooter. He's a catch and shoot shooter,
but he can also create his own shot.
What?
He can create a better shot than Tyler Hero.
I'll tell you that right now. Cameron, stop it. Whoa. Cameron, stop it.
Max, stop it.
Cameron, stop it.
You're saying that
Max Strus can create his own shot better than Tyler Hero. Really?
Yes, I can. Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Well, Miami's gonna lose in if that's the case, Miami's gonna lose in five. Miami be done in five.
Wait, they'll be done in five. And Max Strus.
Where have you seen Max Strus create his own shot?
He did it in the Philadelphia series. He may not have done it in the Celtics series, in this series.
That's not his role.
But he did it in.
What are you talking about?
Yes, he did.
Driving to the paint is not creating your own shot. Driving for a layup is not creating your own shot. I don't see him. I don't see Max. I don't see Max doing leaning jumpers. I don't see Max doing fadeaways. I don't see Max doing snatchbacks and pulling up.
Goodbye. Listen, what I was saying, I ain't saying nothing about making layup. Yes, even though predominantly of the time, we have seen Max Strus be in positions of catch and shoot, but there have also been times where nobody will talk about that he has, in fact, created his own shot. He has created his own jump shot, mid-range. I'm not saying go for a right hand, left hand, but I'm saying he can make his own mid-range, just like Tyler Hero.
But that's not creating your shot.
I think Max Strus got a better mid-range than Tyler Hero.
Not creating your shot.
Yes, that is.
No, it's not. Having a mid-range jumper is not creating a shot. He can shoot. Yes.
All right.
He can shoot.
All right. What's your definition of creating your shot?
Creating a shot is being able to create space from a defender using multiple moves.
Max Strus can do.
What does he do? He comes off screens and shoots the ball. A pull-up
Like I said. We have seen 95% of the time Max Strus come off pick and rolls, catch and shoot from three, especially from the side threes, and we have seen him make them. But a lot of people don't really talk about the fact that he has created space with his defenders, that he has been able to create his shots with his defenders, but nobody seems to be talking about it. I'm going to be the guy about it because y'all Cameron, like pointing out the obvious.
That's why nobody talks about it.
Cameron,
yes, he doesn't do it as much, but he still does.
Cameron,
in my humble opinion, if I'm being honest, he has been the most consistent. He's been more consistent than Tyler Hero leading into this Boston series. Tyler Hero really hasn't done that much, respectfully.
Cam, what I want you to do, I want you to go on YouTube or somewhere.
And find me
videos of Max Strus creating a shot. I want you to send me something. Now, then after that, I want you to go on Tyler Hero. I want you to go on YouTube and look up Tyler Hero highlights and see him creating his shot.
Okay. Highlights. All right. Obviously, both players have differences of creating their own shot. Obviously. But at the same time, even though we can't say that Tyler Hero is not a good catch and shooter. Because in my opinion, Max Strus is a better catch and shooter.
Nobody's saying he can't catch and shoot.
That's my point. But you're saying that
Max Strus can create his shot, bro.
Yes, he can.
Miami's gonna lose in five.
He can't.
Max Strus being Miami's most important player, Miami's gonna lose in five.
If Max Strus can create his own shot, don't you think he would have the ball more?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But look,
who in that Miami Heat offense has the ball most of the time? Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, and who else?
It's really Bam and Jimmy Butler.
Bam. Okay. Yeah. And then Bam, you're a big man. He's already low in the post. Like, he's basically at the rim. He's got finished.
I'm not saying Max Strus has to average 40 like Jimmy Butler has. Nobody's saying that either. I know that's my point. But at the same time, you have other people that can create your shots. Jimmy Butler can create his own shot. Bam can create his own shot. However, in terms of this, how Max Strus goes, in my opinion, the Heat goes.
Man, my man, what about on Max Strus?
Breakfast.
All right, you say that now. Weren't y'all just saying that Miami's so streaky?
Miami's so streaky.
They are. They are. They are.
Yeah, and
Streaky's not reliable. Streaky's not reliable.
Oh my God.
You don't want to be streaky in the playoffs. You want to be consistent like Boston.
Listen. I'm not saying that the team has to rely on Max Strus. However, what I'm saying is, in terms of being the most important player, in terms of this series,
well, you're basically
Tyler Herro has not lived up to the hype.
He won sixth man of the year
for the regular season. He only had like who did they sweep? Did they beat the Hawks in five? They beat the Sixers in six. They played 11 games. They played 13 games so far. Out of the 13 games that the Heat has played, Tyler Herro really has lived up to the hype four out of those games that they played, respectfully. I'm sorry.
You're basically saying that the team is relying on Max Strus by saying that how Max Strus goes, the team goes.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
In terms of creating his shot.
What
does that do anything by the team?
Tyler Herro, in my opinion, has not been consistent as much as Max Strus has when it comes to creating his shot. Yes, like I've said before, we have seen 95% of the time Max Strus make his shots off of screens and pick and rolls and catch and shoots. I get that. While Tyler Herro has made more of his shots while coming off the ball or even creating his own shot. But in terms of like I said, the fourth or fifth game in that Philly series, Max Strus has been more of a it really wasn't so much Jimmy Butler, to be honest.
More of a factor, yes. Max, okay. You have a point. But how did he get his points?
Okay, I get that.
By
coming off the screens, I get that. But in terms of creating shot, y'all are saying that Max Strus can't create his shot. I'm saying that he can. I've watched these games
He has created his shot. Jaden, Cameron, that's not his game.
Okay, that may not be his game. That don't mean he can't do it.
Okay, but
That's like saying you always going up with your right hand, but your left hand is not your game. I digress.
If I don't have a left hand, why would I go with my left hand?
What?
If I can't finish with my left hand, why would I finish with my left hand?
My point. If I can't
create so, my Max shot, Strus can't create why would I create my own shot? The shot?
Max Strus can do that. Max Strus can do that. Y'all are proving my point.
Cameron, you just said that Max Strus was more of a factor in that Philadelphia series than Tyler Herro. How did Max Strus get those points? In all the games that we see Max Strus go for 15 or whatever, how many threes he's had, did he get those points off created shots or off a catch and shoot situation?
Off a catch and shoot.
So how do we know that Max Strus can create his shot or can't create his shot?
Whatever, Dana, what have I been saying for the past 20 minutes? I've been saying that Max Strus, 95% of the time, as the viewer, as the person who's watching the product, that obviously, majority of the time, he's going to make his shots off of screens and off of catch and shoot.
So where have you seen Max Strus create his shot? Because I haven't.
Well, because you got exams going on.
I have one exam going on. That's probably why
you've been watching the game.
I attended every exam but one. So that's not even right. And the game's coming at 8:30 and 9 o'clock at night. I'm not at school. So that don't mean nothing.
Jaden, don't worry.
You hadn't seen it because Cameron hadn't seen it either.
Yes, I have. That how you gonna tell me? I wouldn't be making these points, these reasonable arguments. I saw it in the Philadelphia series.
I will rewatch the Philadelphia series and see where Max Strus created his shot.
Yeah. Because
if I don't see it, that That's a problem because now you're just throwing stuff out there.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No, so I'm how not. Do we? Okay, so I think this one right here is one that we're going to have to agree to disagree so we can wrap it up.
Okay.
Whatever.
Obviously, we can't come to a mutual agreement because no, people.
You talking about Mac in the most talking about Mac
right now. Shot. It's all here right now. Hold on.
You need to go to the wait.
We gotta go on to Dallas and the Warriors. You gotta go on. We gotta go on.
Yeah, Dallas and Golden State. All
right. Anyways, y'all got me so heated. Dallas and seven.
Because you know you ain't right. But anyway.
I am right, Dad. I am right.
Come on, Max. Trust me. Okay.
Max Houston create his own shot. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Okay, keep Dallas and Golden State.
0-2 to Golden State. Okay. And if they don't win tomorrow, it's going to be over.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyways, clearly Dallas is under pressure to win tomorrow. Even the Warriors are under pressure to win tomorrow. So, clearly, if Golden State doesn't win tomorrow, they are in trouble. If Dallas doesn't win tomorrow, I don't really see them coming back. They're not. But that's not to say that they can't. They probably won't come back, but that's not to say that they can't. But yeah, that y'all got me heated up this Heat and Celtics thing, bro. Because hold on,
Max, you mean pressure? You talking about pressure on Golden State? This game three ain't no pressure on them.
Yes, it is.
I think Golden State.
Yes, it is.
How?
Golden State. Okay, Golden State. They had done their job. They won their first two games at home. Now, what do you have to do? They are going to, or if I'm gonna be honest, if I'm going to stay, I need to win at least one game in Dallas. They are. That is something Phoenix could not do. That
they'll
is
probably something win
two of them. Jazz did. And what happened with Phoenix?
But they're not Phoenix. The pressure is on Golden State to win this game. There's a difference between Golden State winning game three and Golden State winning one of the two in Dallas. If Golden State gets blown out in game three, they can still win game four, go back home 3-1.
Honestly, I think Golden State sweeps.
If Golden State,
that's not what you said last week.
Golden State tomorrow, they will sweep. If they go up 3-0, I think Dallas is done. Luka is hurt, and that's all it is to it.
But Luka still dropped 42 last night. So
yeah, Dallas still had.
Apparently, it wasn't enough.
Yeah, it wasn't enough. They had a 16-point lead, and then they went from being up 16 to being down.
You can drop 70, all I care. If you don't stop the other team from scoring, you ain't gonna win the game.
No defense.
People want to score, but people don't play no defense. And that's how you lose.
Yep.
Yes, you're right.
Golden State played defense in the second half and came back.
Yep.
I think there's no scarier team in the NBA with a on fire offensive Golden State Warriors team that is playing very good defense. I don't want to see them.
I don't want to see Dallas.
What? Period.
Dallas is a scary team to play in the playoffs.
So you would rather see Golden State than see Dallas?
Yeah, just because I'm a Kawhi fan. And he's given a lot of us Kawhi fans so much anxiety over the last two postseasons. Yeah, I can't really say I can't definitively say that for Golden State because Golden State really haven't had a deep playoff run since 2019.
But so, we don't have to. We see it now. There's no scarier team in the NBA. If Golden State with Curry, Klay, and Jordan Poole. They're scoring at will. It does not matter what zone you're in. It doesn't matter what set you're in on defense. They are going to score. And then when you have the ball and you can't score because they're playing very good defense, I don't want to see Golden State if they're playing like that.
They were only playing good defense.
There's no stopping that.
Looney had a great game last night. That's the only reason.
But no, I'm just saying. If Golden State comes in game three, four, five, whatever. And they're playing lockdown defense. They're switching rotation. Everything's sharp, and you're not scoring. And then they get the ball, and they're just scoring whenever they want to. Like that's in a bad shape. I don't want to be in that position as a team. If I'm Dallas, I don't want to get to that point like they did last night. Like Dallas cannot stop Golden State even if they try. and they could not score on Golden State, even if they tried. That's why the game ended the way it did.
First half, they just lost.
There's two halves in the game.
I know they lost the lead though, but I'm not saying that they can't. I still believe in Dallas.
Curry really hadn't really played great yet.
No, I know. That's the sad part. That's the scary part.
Going, you get Poole going, you get Wiggins going, and they play defense. If Dallas doesn't win tomorrow, it's over.
I don't know. I'm gonna say it's over.
Oh yeah. Yes, oh yeah. If
Dallas goes, I will bet money on that. Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's how sure I am.
Tomorrow and goes down 0-3. Dallas is done. Put a fork in it. Get ready for the Cowboys.
I don't know about that. Because the Cowboys ain't so hot to trot either. That's not the point. That's a whole other thing.
And if they go down 0-3, Dallas can win 4 in a row?
Whoa. I didn't say they can win 4 in a row. I said that the series – they didn't say they get swept. I don't think they get swept.
Oh, yeah, they do. Dallas is what? Done.
If Golden State wins tomorrow, they will get swept.
Yeah.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't. I'm telling y'all right now, y'all are wrong.
Luka would be done. Luka would have checked out. He's going to come play, jack up shots. Granted, he's going to get his, but it's over.
Jalen Brunson's going to get his too. Nah, I can't say the same for Spencer Dinwiddie.
It does not matter if Luka drops 50 and Jalen Brunson drops 35. If you do not stop Golden State on defense, you will not win the game. You will not win.
Yeah, turn on around. Yep. Turn on around. That's what you do. Yep, exactly. Because you're talking about Dallas.
Dallas don't need to worry about scoring.
Y'all put some respect on Dallas. Dallas
does not need to worry about scoring. They have proved time and time again that they can score. They need to worry about defense. That's what lost them the game. It's not the fact that Luka dropped 42. We know Luka can do that. We know Jalen Brunson can drop 31. They can't play defense. You're not going to win games, especially against Golden State, if you're not going to play defense. Coach, you're not going to win any game versus the Detroit Pistons or the Houston Rockets if you don't play defense. Like, that's just how sports goes.
Jason Kidd said as much last night. And Dallas hadn't been this way before, not with this new group. No, they just got to come on back, get their beaten, and try again next year.
I'm not going to lie.
But Dallas has to win this game.
Yeah, but there's a game for Dallas to win. Game 3 tomorrow is the game to win. That's what you need to win.
It is imperative. If they don't win that game, they go down 0-3. Okay, they might not get swept, but it won't go past 5. When they go back to San Francisco, even if they were to win game 4 in Dallas, they go back to San Francisco, it'll be over. It'll be over then.
You're right. I'm not going to lie. I can't
defend them anymore. You got some sense. Exactly. If Dallas wins
game 4, it's over. Yo. Nah, you're right. I agree. I think the game tomorrow, if Dallas is going to win in this series, game 3 is the one to do it. Obviously, we would have liked to see them win a game in San Francisco, but obviously that wasn't the case. So if they're going to win a game, they have to win tomorrow. But I agree. I still think Dallas can pull through, but if they lose tomorrow, I don't see it going past 5 either. That's not to say, but it'll only be because of defense, not because of anybody's fatigue.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're saying. Right. If Dallas wins tomorrow and they can steal game 4, go 2-2 back to San Francisco, then you got a series. But if they lose, then I think that's it.
I miss Kawhi. I'm not going to lie. I miss LeBron, too. I never thought I'd say that. I miss LeBron in the playoffs because he wouldn't be down.
Actually, these playoffs have actually been pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. No, I actually enjoyed the playoffs.
The way the Lakers are playing, I wouldn't want to see them in the playoffs either.
I just said I missed LeBron.
I didn't even like when they came on ESPN, you know, because they're the Lakers, so they're gonna have ESPN games.
Right.
I didn't really watch them because I didn't want to see Westbrook shoot the ball and stuff like that.
Yeah, they actually had. I remember one night they actually had the Lakers in Charlotte. It was on ESPN. I don't know why I wasted my time. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was just like, why y'all have this on ESPN, bro? LeBron wasn't even playing. AD wasn't even playing. So I guess it was just Westbrook versus LaMelo, I guess. I don't know. I didn't really like it.
No, they had the game scheduled thinking LeBron and AD was going to play and be good, and they both were hurt. And yeah. You can't really do nothing about that.
They both were hurt.
Had the Lakers made the playoffs, they would have been swept. Phoenix would have run them out. So it wouldn't have
mattered. Oh, no, for sure. Memphis probably would have ran them out the building, too.
That too. So they didn't even make the play-in. So, you know what? It's all good.
Yeah, nah, for sure. But yeah, that's the obviously we couldn't come to an agreement on the Heat and Celtics, but we'll see what happens tonight on ESPN. But we definitely came to an agreement on the Mavericks and the Warriors. If they don't win tonight, they more than likely will lose in 4 to 5 games. So, not more than likely, they will lose in 4 to 5 games because I don't really see – that's not the point. The point is there's a lot to look forward to in these playoffs. But I'm looking forward to watching them. But that is the end of the show. Do y'all have anything else y'all wanna add? Y'all good? Mom, you good? You got anything else you want to add?
I'm looking forward to seeing the Max Bruce create his own shot highlights.
He can create his own shots, Dad. Y'all tripping.
Just send us the highlights.
Hey, look, I'm about to send it right now. Max Bruce drains his career deepest three at shot clock buzzer. That's creating your own shot.
That's not creating a shot.
Yes, that is. Yes,
we'll talk about it next time.
We'll talk about it next time. Next time. But yeah, Mom, you got anything you want to add? Your mic is on. I don't think the mom can hear. Mom, you good? You got anything you want to add?
No, you guys are good.
Okay. Awesome. I enjoyed it too. It was pretty fun. But yeah, I'll see y'all next time. And be easy. Peace. Okay.